The stock is trading on Linda Howard. That's Howard, Linda, Linda, Linda Howard, Howard. Date of birth is 5/27/53. Date of visit is 11/14/23. Written a copy for William Niels. William, William, Niels is N as in Nancy, NIELDS, NIELDS, MD. Next paragraph, chief complaint is history of lung nodules. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 70-year-old female who was recently investigated for a syncope episode and found have a subarachnoid hemorrhage, was admitted to Halifax Hospital and was seen by neurosurgery. The patient has been evaluated with chest x-rays, and she also had a CTA of the head, which showed a 8-millimeter nodule in the radial lobe, and a follow-up was suggested. Period. This patient subsequently was seen by a pulmonologist and went for a chest CT on 10/9/23, and it showed three small non-calcified pulmonary nodules in the left upper lobe, but the 8-millimeter subpleural nodule in the right upper lobe had resolved. Follow-up chest CT was suggested, period. The patient's other findings on the chest CT also showed subtle nodularity in the left upper lobe. And a larger 5-millimeter pulmonary nodule as well in the left upper lobe, period. The patient denies any cough or chest pain. There's no hemoptysis, fevers, chills, or recent weight loss. Her pulmonary functions have not been completed. The next paragraph, past history of the patient's past history has included history of DNC. And a history of partial thyroidectomy, He also was treated for COVID-19 infection in 21, and has history of thyroid cancer, as well as Hashimoto's disease. She was treated for a TIA and for supraventricular tachycardia. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient denies smoking but has been exposed to secondhand smoke. Alcohol use occasional. She worked in an office. She does keep two parrots in the house, and prior to that she had a cockatiel for several years. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin, codeine, sulfa. And next paragraph, family history, father died of prostate cancer, mother had breast cancer, as well as cancer of the colon. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient denies fatigue or weight loss. She has glaucoma and cataracts. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency, hematuria. She does have joint pains and muscle stiffness. And she denies any heartburn, rectal bleeding, or black stools. She has shortness of breath and mild wheezing. She denies chest or arm pain or palpitations or leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety. She denies any headaches, numbness of the extremities, or memory loss. And no skin rash. Next, med list included lisinopril. Five milligrams daily, metoprolol 12.5 milligrams a day, synthroid 25 micrograms a day, crestor 20 milligrams daily, and recently on acyclovir for shingles. Oh, can you please add in the past history, the patient also has a history of hypertension. Next paragraph. Physical exam, this elderly, averagely built white female is alert, no acute distress, there's no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure 120/78, pulse is 76, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 151, saturation 98. HENT, anomphalic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal because it matters, throat was clear. Ears, no inflammation. Neck, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with diminished excursions. Occasional crackles were scattered. Heart, the heart sounds regular, so an estrogen, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again. Megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema. No cap tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Bilateral lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Number 2. Bronchiectasis. Number 2 is bronchiectasis and mild pulmonary fibrosis. And number 3, rule out atypical infections like mycobacterial disease. And Number four is hypertension. Number five, hypothyroidism. Number six is hypersensitivity, pneumonitis. Next plan, the patient will be advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. And so also was advised that a bronchoscopy could be arranged to evaluate the lung nodules and to get cultures for AFP and cytology and fungal cultures. Also, be evaluated for hypersensitivity. Pneumonitis, and a follow-up visit to be arranged here in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for William Niels, N-I-E-L-D-S. N-I-E-L-D-S. Thank you. M-D. Thank you.